Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan, and today we're digging into NextEra Energy's second quarter 2026 results. Before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And there's a lot to get into with this one, Alex. NextEra is one of the biggest utility and clean energy players in the country. And this quarter had everything. Solid numbers, a huge pending merger, and a whole lot of data center talk.
Let's start with the headline numbers. Adjusted EPS came in at $1.15 for the quarter, and through the first 6 months of the year, adjusted EPS is up 9.8% year-over-year. Full-year guidance stayed right where it was, $3.92 to $4.02 a share, and management said they're targeting the high end of that range.
What jumped out to me is how this growth is split across their two main engines. Florida Power and Light, the regulated utility, saw EPS grow thanks to about 9.3% growth in regulatory capital employed, basically the rate base they earn a return on. Meanwhile, Energy Resources, their competitive, contracted generation business, posted adjusted earnings growth of roughly 18% year-over-year. That's the growth engine really firing.
And the customer growth story at FPL is wild. Over 90,000 net new customers in the quarter versus a year ago. Florida's economy is now the 14th largest in the world, bigger than Australia's or Mexico's, according to them. And despite all that growth, they're touting bills that are about 30% below the national average.
That affordability while growing pitch is really the core of NextEra's whole narrative right now. And it matters because it's also the exact pitch they're using to sell their proposed combination with Dominion Energy.
Right, let's talk about that. This is probably the biggest strategic story here. NextEra is moving forward with its merger with Dominion Energy. They filed for approval with Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina regulators on July 15th, plus FERC and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The SEC registration became effective the day before this call, and they're expecting shareholder votes from both companies in early September.
And the numbers behind it are big. They're projecting the combined company would more than double in size by 2032, with about 11% annual growth in regulatory capital and 9% plus adjusted EPS growth through 2032, extending to 2035. They're also offering $2.25 billion in shareholder-funded bill credits to Dominion customers in Virginia, North, and South Carolina. Basically a sweetener to get regulators and communities on board.
CEO John Ketchum kept calling this a merger of addition, not subtraction. 1 + 1 = 3, in his words. The plan is dual headquarters in Richmond and Juneau Beach, plus an operational hub in Casey, South Carolina, with a commitment to retain Dominion's local workforce. They expect the deal to close in the second half of 2027.
Now let's get into what's really driving the excitement on this call, the data center and large load story. NextEra bumped up FPL's large load expectations from 6 gigawatts to 8 gigawatts by 2032. Every gigawatt under that tariff is roughly $2 billion of capital spend, earning the same return as their other regulated investments.
And they've got roughly 21 gigawatts of large load interest at FPL alone, with 12 gigawatts in advanced discussions. They reiterated they expect to announce at least one large load transaction by year-end, and an analyst pushed on whether that would even wait for a quarterly call. Ketchum's answer was basically no. When things are important to our business, we're going to tell the market.
On the energy resources side, the backlog story is impressive too. 3.6 gigawatts added this quarter, bringing the total backlog to about 35.1 gigawatts. Battery storage made up 2 gigawatts of that. They also flagged a standalone and co-located storage pipeline north of 110 gigawatts, which is enormous in scale.
They're also expanding their data center hub strategy, going from 30 potential hubs to an expected 40 by year-end, and reiterated a base case goal of 15 gigawatts of new generation for large load by 2035, with upside potential to 30 gigawatts or more.
One of the more technical but important details came up when an analyst asked about a discrepancy. The merger filing documents seem to imply higher earnings potential than what management has publicly guided to. CFO Mike Dunn explained that Energy Resources' adjusted EBITDA projection for 2032 is roughly $4 billion higher than what they laid out back in December, largely because renewables and storage origination is performing better than expected. But he was clear, that's not a change to official guidance, which stays at 8% plus EPS growth through 2032.
That's a useful reminder for listeners. Management tends to be conservative with public guidance even when internal projections run hotter. Worth watching whether that gap gets closed in future updates.
Also notable, nuclear. The Duane Arnold plant recommissioning is on track for no later than first quarter 2029, and NextEra just closed on buying out the remaining 30% minority stake, making them the sole owner. They're also evaluating small modular reactors, though Ketchum was careful to stress any new nuclear build needs the right risk-sharing structure so NextEra isn't exposed to cost overruns.
So Jordan, stepping back, what's the takeaway for investors here?
I think it's really two stories running in parallel. First, the base business, FPL and Energy Resources, is executing well and actually trending a bit ahead of where guidance suggests. Second, the Dominion merger is a multi-year integration story that adds size and complexity, but also a much bigger growth runway if it closes as planned in late 2027. And underneath both of those is the data center demand wave, which NextEra is clearly positioning itself to capture aggressively across renewables, gas, storage, and eventually nuclear.
The things I'd keep watching: that first large load transaction announcement at FPL before year-end, progress on the Dominion regulatory approvals across three states, and whether that gap between internal S4 projections and public guidance eventually shows up as a formal guidance raise.
Before we wrap up, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time as this NextEra Dominion story continues to develop.
See you next time.